Amidst the Buddha, amidst the Dharma, amidst the Sangha. It seems that many people are finding this winter, which in our area at any rate is a particularly harsh winter in terms of the amount of cold. But in many ways many people are finding this to be a particularly difficult time. And we've noticed in the temple here that difficult situations just have been lined up nose to tail for the last couple months, really. Certainly for the last month and a half. I don't tend to enjoy some of the aspects of these more difficult times any more than anyone else does. But it's also true that I always find that I have a choice on the attitude I'm going to take toward the difficulties that I encounter. And of course, I speak of that choice all the time. Right now, I think of it as just a simple choice of looking up rather than looking down. Or to put it in other words, the choice to make use of whatever situations are arising for training. Of course, it's not just the external situations arising, it's one's own feelings, one's own thoughts. In some cases, one's own body, as in the case of when we get ill. There's been a lot of particularly virulent flu and maybe other bugs as well going around this winter. Some people even contracted pneumonia. There's also been a lot of death and dying. All of these situations and all of our very human reactions to these situations are good grist for the mill of training. And while being human, we inevitably at times stumble, trip up, in the midst of the difficulties, we of course can always just do sangha, pick ourselves up and get going again. Which then just, again, it's just good grist for the mill. It's all the raw material which training can transform into enlightenment. Now today, we're celebrating the memorial service we do every year in early January in memory of and in honor of Rinpoche Master Jiyu, our great teacher. Rinpoche Master Mokshin observed, and I thought this was very insightful and I find it helpful, that it seems appropriate that this build-up to this particular ceremony seems to have been particularly difficult in some respects, particularly challenging to people's faith. If there ever was a human being who both was a great example of faith and always and also challenged everyone around her to muster their own faith, to look inside themselves and reach into their own well of faith, it was Rinpoche Master. I reflect on the benefit of training in a monastery with a master. Just training day to day in the same monastery. Of course, sometimes you see the master, sometimes you don't. But always you're training under the general guidance of the master, and always there's that element of challenge. Her master could be very, very tactful. She could also be very direct, very blunt, and very forceful when there was a need for it. And as her disciple, you always had the choice. How am I going to take this teaching? Am I going to just bow to the teaching that manifests most obviously to me as tenderness and sympathy, kindness? Or am I going to bow to all the teaching, the more direct, blunt, and sometimes painful teaching, as well as the tender, sympathetic, kind teaching? Well, think for a moment of what training in this way does for you when you no longer are living with your master in the way that most obviously we think of living with your master. I think all of us who are disciples or know we're still living with her. But I'm thinking of the more mundane meaning. Think about what happens when we encounter these difficult situations. Is it not the very same choice that life is offering us, that was offered us when we're training in the monastery with our master? It's the same choice. Will I only bow to the things I like and not bow to the difficulties? Or will I bow to all of it and enfold all of it, bring all of it into my training? Take all of it for an opportunity for training. Sometimes those difficulties are sufficiently intense that they just stop us in our tracks for a while. Well, that's a good time to just sit still. Sometimes we're faced with very difficult choices. Sometimes choices which, whichever way you look, the options are not very pleasant. There's another time to just sit still for a bit and let the Eternal get a word in edgeways. Today we remember with love and gratitude our teacher. And here is another time when we can renew our resolve to follow in her footsteps and willingly pay whatever price is required of us. Homage to all the beings in all worlds. Homage to all the bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.